questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa Al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining me in the studio today is a dear friend and esteemed guest speaker, Sheikh Murtada Karimi, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Our topic is, again, a continuation of the previous session's topic, a question that we do not expect to have such a field of research behind it and so many different and opinions and views, but alas, it is what it is. We mentioned two views previously about whether or not people who are sentenced to eternity in the hellfire will actually spend eternity. One view was yes, that they will. The other was yes and no at the same time. They will grow accustomed to the hellfire and then it would not count as punishment for them anymore. And then we mentioned the third one, was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he may not act upon this promise out of mercy. And then we said that there were two objections to this, and we will talk about these objections and the answers given by the believers of this theory. So, dear Sheikh, please enlighten us.
Sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As I mentioned, the main answer which is given to this question based on the verses and the narrations is that the eternity is true and it will happen because of the intentions of the both good doers and bad doers, and as put by Mullah Sadra, because of the second nature that these wicked people receive after committing so many sins. The third answer mentioned by a group of scholars is that we have good promises that we call wa'd, and then we have some threats that we call wa'id.
Right.
So is it necessary for God to act upon his wa'd? Yes. All people believe that the answer is positive. Is it necessary upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to act upon his wa'id, his threats? This group of scholars believe that not necessarily. It is possible for God not to act upon some of his threats out of his mercy. Now, before that, let me refer to one point. Some people may object and argue that this viewpoint may encourage many people not to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anymore and to commit sins and so on and so forth.
Using this as an excuse.
Exactly. But the answer is that, first of all, this third answer is only a possibility. So these scholars, they say that maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his great mercy, will not act upon this part of his threat, that is eternity.
Right.
So will it happen for sure? We do not know. I mean, these scholars do not say that for sure eternity is not there.
Why? It's a theory.
Yeah, it's a theory. So people should not consider it as, I mean, a guarantee that khulud is not there for sure. No, it is just a theory. That the question is that, is it necessary for God to act upon all the threats? The answer of this group of scholars is that not necessarily. Maybe it is likely that he does not act upon this special threat, that is eternity in the hellfire. So, I mean, as people, we shouldn't fool ourselves. We should not, I mean, base our life on just this theory.
Of course, you're still going to spend some time in hell.
That's another point that will come. Come to it. But the first point is that this answer is just raising a theory about the possibility of God not acting upon that threat of eternity in the hellfire.
Also, it is not the mainstream view, by the way.
Yeah, it's not the mainstream view.
So many people disagree with this, just to expand.
The majority of the scholars, they agree with that answer, that eternity is there because of the intentions, because of the second nature, and so on and so forth.
Right.
I'm just raising, just to let the people know that this is another viewpoint. They may research more about that. But it doesn't mean that this viewpoint encourages the people to disobey and commit sins. No. First of all, this is only theory. Second of all, these people do not claim that punishment is not there at all. Their point is only about eternity. But it doesn't mean that these people will not be punished. And when we read the narrations that, I mean, one moment in the hellfire and like one drop of those punishments in the hellfire is enough to destroy the whole universe.
Right.
And so on and so forth. I think as people, we should be...
shouldn't think that, I can handle that.
we shouldn't take it lightly. It's too serious.
Yeah.
So whether we are going to stay in the hellfire for one moment or for eternity, even to, tolerate one moment is not an easy task.
Yeah.
I mean, all the verses that are in the Noble Book of Quran and in the narrations, I think they are enough for us not to be too hopeful. At the end of the day, as mentioned by the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt,
Even hope, I'm sorry to interrupt you, to be too, even this is a stupidity.
Exactly.
There's not even hope anymore.
Yeah. So we should keep a kind of moderation between khawf, fear of these punishments, and hope, raja, of the mercy of Allah.
That's the way of the Quran.
That is the way of the Quran, and as mentioned by the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, we should be hopeful of the mercy of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we shouldn't go to extreme of committing sins. We should be fearful of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but shouldn't go to the extreme of getting disappointed of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this viewpoint doesn't at all encourage the people to commit sins. At the end of the day, people will be punished. This is only about khulud, about eternity. In the hellfire, they say that theoretically speaking, it is possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to act upon this part of his threat.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Inshallah, you'll find your way. Now, these scholars. This group of scholars, they have referred to a couple of verses of the Quran to support their idea, like the verse which reads, قَالَ النَّارُ مَثْوَاكُمْ, say, the hellfire is your abode, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, you will be there forever, إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ رَبُّكُ, except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes otherwise. The same has been mentioned in the verse that I recited in the previous session, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ شَقُوا فَفِ النَّارِ, the wicked people are in the hellfire, then it says, خَالَدِينَ فِيهَا مَا دَمَتَ السَّمَوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ, they will be in the hellfire for eternity, as long as the heavens and the earth are there, إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ رَبُّكُ. Again, there is an exception.
Right.
So they believe that these two verses in the Noble Book of Quran, they mention that the eternal punishment is based on the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at least it is possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after punishing these people for some times, which might be very long time, he wills to deliver these people from the hellfire.
Right.
Now, the next point is that I think you mentioned in the previous session that the oppressed people might object Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or even the good doers, that we did a lot of good actions, and now you're claiming that the bad doers are not going to be in the hellfire forever.
Because their mercy is not as infinite as Allah's mercy.
Exactly. Now, the point is that, again, I'm just answering these questions from these scholars' viewpoint.
From their perspective.
Yeah, from their perspective.
It isn't your own opinion.
Yeah, it's not
opinion.
My opinion.
Right.
So The point is that, first of all, they will be punished. I don't want to put emphasis on this notion that for sure they will be punished. There is no doubt about that.
Right.
The only issue is about eternity in the hellfire. And the concept of eternity is, I mean, one of the difficult concepts to think about.
We cannot understand eternity.
Exactly, we cannot understand it. So when we say that it is possible for God not to punish them eternally, it doesn't mean that they will not be punished at all. As I mentioned, one moment of punishment may be, it's too serious for all the people to tolerate.
It is too hurtful. It's too much.
It doesn't mean that the oppressive people will be like the oppressed people. No, it's a very, very, very big difference. They will be punished for years and years and years. So this is one point. And the second point is that at the end of the day, even if these people are going to be delivered from, eternal punishment, it doesn't mean that they will be enjoying paradise as the oppressed people, as the people who did righteous actions.
Because there are degrees and statures in heaven as
In both hell and the heavens, we have so many levels.
Right.
So people who go to paradise, they are not in the same level. So we shouldn't think that, this is against the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. Even if it happens that after being punished for so many years...
Theoretically, of course.
Theoretically speaking, eternity in the hellfire is not there. They will not be in the same level as the people who did righteous actions in this world.
So rest assured, people of Jannah, inshallah.
Exactly.
You will have your own maqamat and statues and all of that.
Exactly. So having said that, let me... share with the dear listeners that this is not the main answer given by the Shia scholars.
Right.
What we received from the verses and the narrations is that khulud, eternity in both the paradise and in the hellfire, is there. Many verses of the Quran have used the term khalidina fiha or the similar ones. And we have only two verses which makes a kind of exception and exclusion, like illa ma sha'a rabbuk. And when we refer to the narrations, there are so many narrations in this regard. So the main answer given to this question is that, yes, eternity, of course, no one doubts about the eternity in the paradise, but for eternity in the hellfire, based on the verses and the narrations, eternity in the hellfire is there. And the explanation is that we mentioned in the previous session that it is because of the fact that people are going to repeat the same action. We are not going about the majority of the people who will be punished. We are going about a select few of the people who, if they live on the earth for good, they will not change. They will commit the same sins again and again and again. We are only talking about this group of people. Philosophically speaking, Mullah Sadr puts it in another way. He calls it a tabiatu thanawiyya, a second nature that is received by these people. The main nature shared by all the people is that divinely given nature, al-fitratu al-ilahiyya. But these people, after committing all these sins, they lose that nature. They receive a second nature, which means that whether they live for one moment or for 1,000 years or millions of years, will continue and they will not change. And that is the reason that they will be in the hellfire for eternity. This is the main answer given to this question.
And on that note, we will have to end today's program because we are out of time. Dear Sheikh, I thank you for answering this very difficult and also philosophical question.
My pleasure.
I hope that the listeners have gotten their answer, and we hope that this answer will help us to seek nearness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين حسيني وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين.